Lyra did not know if the train qualified as a monster, or if Lily was its pawn or puppet master. In the end, they seemed inseparable, conjoined at levels he could not fathom. He spent a great deal of time, if time could even be described as a measurable thing in this place, thinking about those last minutes, or hours, or whatever increment it was called that moved him from one point of being to the next. When the doors closed and the train pulled away, Ira remembered the unsettling sensation of holding Lily and then the sudden presence of another. Many hands held him, not just hers. Cold hands, rough hands, hands with blood on them, her blood. And then, as if they granted some distant permission, Lily released him and backed away. And Ira still felt not embraced, but held fast. His panic welled up, but Lily's face soothed and calmed him. It was then he knew, thanks to him, she was released. For his part, he felt something deep inside him flipping switches, adjusting cells, rearranging his biology to better fit this new world he would inhabit. Ira wondered, as his reinvention unfolded, whether he was now a monster and would someday have to explain himself. It was then that the train slowed. All of its lights turned up bright, and it stopped at a station Ira had never seen. Lily smiled.
"This is Terminus Station. It's time for me to leave, Ira."
"Stay," he begged.
"No."
She did not hesitate. She stepped through the door onto the platform. She had always felt out of place, like she had stepped out of a bad noir mystery from the 1940s. Standing on the platform, Lily fit in perfectly. Wherever this was, it was her place, her time. Before the doors closed, Ira burst out,
"I love you."
Lily faced him and smiled.
"I know."
"What kind of answer is that?" he shot back,
angry, and not a little rejected.
"An honest one," she replied.
The doors closed, and the train slipped away silently. Ira watched from his window as Lily walked down the platform to the stairs, and then disappeared into the station's depths.